Good afternoon and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today is Ricky Wright, President and CEO at the Alkaline Water Company. Ricky, good to see you again. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having us back.
Yeah, last time we caught up was around 2 years ago. You had talked about entering the functional CBD space. What was the reason for that move and what have you been up to since then?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the easy answer is that, you know, we were kind of ahead of the curve before the legislation that allowed for CBD came in, the Farm Bill. And we had developed some products for that. We had some interest from some very large retailers at the time. Unfortunately, the FDA and the national rollout for functional beverages, ingestibles has been delayed. But recently, California, Texas, and New York, which represents about 50 million adults, have announced that they will accept functional CBD in an ingestible fashion. So we're really beginning to hit those markets. We've developed a new product, more functional as in not only CBD, but also relax and relief and, you know, a bunch of things. And we developed a new technology. If you don't mind, if I just flip for a second, this one's our rest one. And the new technology allows us to put our CBD right inside of Alkaline 88. So it's a pretty cool technology, no calories, no preservatives, all natural. And so this is what we think is going to be a great product. It allows us to be able to produce that ultimately at all 11 or 12 co-packers that we have. So it also cuts down on supply chain in terms of the carbon footprint and, of course, costs.
So besides functional CBD, it looks like you've been securing more product orders from grocery stores and drug chains, particularly with your Alkaline 88 1-liter 12-pack.
Yeah, so that we just made that announcement last week. We're going into 8,000 CVS stores around the country, and that'll be a great opportunity for us. The official load-in is May 29th, but we're already on some shelves across the country.
All right, that's great to hear. However, we are seeing, of course, inflationary pressures around here in the U.S. So how has that been affecting costs?
Well, you know, obviously the biggest problem there is, you know, resin prices are up because it comes from a petroleum product. And then in addition to that, you know, freight costs have been off the charts. Now, we did take some proactive moves on that last year. We opened up a couple additional plants, one in Florida that has substantially reduced our cost into one of our major retailers, Publix. And then again, we look to open up two new plants this year. This is already out in the public domain, one in the Northwest and one in the Midwest. And again, that'll put us in about 300 miles of every one of the DCs that we deliver to, which again should substantially decrease some of that freight cost, which is probably our biggest drag right now. You know, we did take an opportunity to increase our prices by about 9% across the board. And that obviously is making up some of that additional inflationary pressure that we've undergone in the last 12 months, like everybody else.
Right, definitely across the board here, understood. On top of that, you have closed $5 million in a public offering. How are you gonna be using those funds?
Yeah, so a lot of that has to do with the operational extensions that were going on in the company. You know, obviously, you pick up a Sam's Club, Gallons, you pick up CVS, you pick up another Kroger division and Roundy's. I mean, those all take working capital. And, you know, what people don't understand, I don't think, is that the amount of additional inventory that you have to build based on current supply chain issues. You know, we used to be completely a just-in-time business. And if you look at our balance sheet over the years, you could see that, you know, inventory was not a significant item on our balance sheet. And as we've gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, and as supply chains have gotten longer and longer lead times, well, obviously you need to have stuff in stock, put in warehouses, et cetera, that you previously didn't need to have. And so a lot of that is just strictly going to working capital.
Okay, understood. And you have given guidance for the year of $62 million. Are you confident you can make that?
You know, we're going to be good, I think, on a couple of different numbers for this year. You know, we'd be plus or minus. You know, we still don't have the numbers closed yet, so I don't want to make a statement. You know, we'll continue to reiterate that guidance.
All right. Anything else investors should know as we continue into 2022?
Yeah, I think that, you know, listen to the call. You know, I like to, you know, I already mentioned earlier on this year that, you know, we expect to get into 16,000 new stores. And we expect our 10 to 30,000 new stores, excuse me, and expect our SKUs to expand into 16,000 new locations. Well, obviously, you know, we just got 8,000 with CVS, and you'll see some other big announcements coming down the road that continue to do what we say we're going to do.
All right. We'll look forward to it. Ricky, thanks so much for the time again. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.